This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue our salute to one of Naptown's most famous jazz products. That's J.J. Johnson, a great trombonist. And we're going to pick up the second hour with something kind of a semi-classical tune. I'm going to have to check out who the composer is. Full Moon and Empty Arms from his album A Touch of Satin. And J.J. is backed up by the wonderful Briton pianist and vibist Victor Feldman, Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums. Full Moon and Empty Arms.
Thank you.
All right, that was Sergei Rachmaninoff's great composition, Full Moon in Empty Arms, done very tastefully by a muted trombone of J.J. Johnson and a really fine piano solo there by Victor Feldman. And we're going to do something by one of our favorite alto men, Art Pepper. This is from an old Savoy album called Surf Ride, and Art is joined by Jack Montrose on tenor sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Bonnie Budwig on bass, Larry Bunker on drums. This is their version of Jerome Kern's composition, The Way You Look Tonight. Art Pepper, alto sax, Jack Montrose on tenor sax. That was Jerome Kern's great composition, The Way You Look Tonight. I'm going to turn back now to our featured artist of the week, J.J. Johnson. This is from his album, J.J. Inc. And J.J. Inc. was cut in 1960, included another Naptown hero in the jazz scene, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. We have Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Cedar Watton on piano, Arthur Taylor on drums. And this is a composition written by J.J. Johnston. I'm sure it was a tribute to Horace Silver. It's called In Walked Horace.
Thank you.
Little Swinger by J.J. Johnson. Tribute to In Walked Horace. Kind of had that Horace Silver feel to it. Included, of course, J.J. on trombone. Another Naptown hero from the jazz scene. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Clifford Jordan on tenor sax. Okay, well, we can't let too many shows go by without doing something by one of our favorite pianists, and that's Red Garland. This is Red and his trio doing Harold Arlen's great saloon ballad, Blues in the Night, backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums from his album Soul Burnin'. Thank you. All right, that's Blues of the Night, a great composition by Harold Arlen, beautifully done there by Red Garland on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums, from Red's album Soul Burning, cut on the Prestige label back in about 1960. Of course, we have to get back now to our featured artist of the week, and that is J.J. Johnson. And this is from his album, First Place, aptly titled, as I'm sure that J.J. came in first place in the downbeat or metronome jazz poll in that particular year. And this is a thing that was kind of a pop tune at the time that turned into a kind of a swinging jazz version. Let's listen to J.J. Backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Max Roach on drums, doing Cry Me a River. Thank you. There was a hip little ending to that tune by trombonist J.G. Johnson. That was Cry Me a River, and it was Tommy Flanagan there on piano. Well, we're going to do something now by Kenny Drew from his album Undercurrent. And this is a little composition written by Kenny called The Pot's On. I believe in the front line you're going to hear Hank Mobley again on tenor sax, and I believe our Naptown hero, Freddie Hubbard, is back here on trumpet. Let's listen to The Pot's On.
Thank you.
was The Pot's On. That was an appropriate title for the name of that particular composition, written by pianist Kenny Drew from his album on the Blue Note label, Undercurrent, in the front line there of Hank Mobley on tenor sax and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. I'm going to return now to the J.J. Johnson album, our highlight artist of the week. His album First Place, and this is the Old Harold Arlen composition, It's Only a Paper Moon, again backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Max Roach on drums. Thank you. Harold Arlen's It's Only a Paper Moon, done by J.J. Johnson, of course, on trombone. We're going to do something now by Sonny Stitt. We haven't done anything by Sonny for a while. Here Sonny is on tenor sax instead of his normal alto sax, backed up by Grant Green on guitar, Don Patterson on organ, Bill James on drums. This is a Miles Davis composition done by Sonny called Tune Up. Sonny Stitt on tenor sax doing a Miles Davis composition, Tune Up. You also heard Grant Green doing the guitar solo and some fine organ work there by Don Patterson. Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We've been doing a tribute to J.J. Johnson tonight. We hope you enjoyed the sounds, and you'll join us again next Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with something written by J.J. from a title track from his album, Blue Trombone, backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Max Roach on drums. This is a J.J. Johnson composition, a nice groove called Blue Trombone. Thank you.